Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this but thou art mighty. Hold me in thy.
That was my friend Carrie Norris performing Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah in 2002. I've often admired Carrie's ability to sing such an ancient, unmetered, and to many modern ears, nebulous melodic tradition. What is this ethereal religious singing? Carrie was born in 1970 and grew up in a musical Appalachian family and community, which included legendary folk singer Gene Ritchie, born in 1922, whose family attended an old regular Baptist church in eastern Kentucky. Here Gene sings part of the song in the UK in 1953.
Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till
I once heard old regular Baptist elder Elwood Cornett and his group, the Indian Bottom Association, sing in Hindman, Kentucky. With over 40 churches in 5 states, they make the largest organization to preserve this old way of singing. Here they are in 1997. Lined out hymnody is a form of Anglo-American worship introduced by English and Scottish emigrants in the 1600s. A cappella, improvised with tunes from oral tradition, such as those by English composer Isaac Watts, a leader chants a line and the congregation answers. The singing is drawn out and ornamented, and once had a practical role when songbooks were scarce and many folks didn't read. Each church has unique interpretations of melody, rhythm, and tempo, and there is no harmony. Rejecting modern innovations, such as Sunday schools, seminaries, prepared services, and mission boards, old regulars believe they are communicating with God through singing, and that lay, untrained, and unpaid preachers are guided by the Holy Spirit. Prayer and services are extemporaneous, and at times there is shouting or tears of joy. There are thousands of old regular Baptists today, primarily in Kentucky, Southwest Virginia, and West Virginia. Over time in religious history, however, many churches put an end to lining out, citing it as unlovely, instituting notation, harmony, choirs, texts, and tune collections. Some dissenting Baptists, though, continued the old practice, and although the denomination is in decline, it still dominates in part of Appalachia. Lining out is also practiced by other religious groups, such as the Hutterites and Mennonites. Traditional Gaelic hymnody from the Scottish Hebrides is another vestige. Here at the Back Free Church on the Isle of Lewis in 2003, there's a feeling of murmuration, or human flocking, in the singing.
Oh,
Another related tradition, Dr. Watts hymns, occurs in African-American churches. Here is a bit of Before This Time Another Year, recorded at the Belmount Missionary Baptist Church near Memphis in the 1990s. And here, at the National Museum of the American Indian in 2014, members of the Muscogee Creek Nation of Oklahoma share, in their own language, ancestral lined-out songs learned on the Trail of Tears from Scottish missionaries in the 1800s. Let's finish with bluegrass legends Ralph and Carter Stanley, who grew up with lined-out singing in the 1930s at the Point Truth Primitive Baptist Church in Southwest Virginia. Characteristics of old regular Baptist singing live on in modern music. For example, the way singers curve the melody, to use an old regular's term. Here's a bit of How Can We Thank Him for What He Has Done, recorded in 1959. Home can-